Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Sean Lee ist ein echtes Multitalent, wenn auch ein sehr bescheidenes. Der Produzent, der unter anderem für Stars wie Robbie Williams, Amy Winehouse, Kellys oder Saint Etienne arbeitete, beherrscht doch fast jedes denkbare Instrument selbst und ist mit seinen eigenen Projekten wie AM & Sean Lee, dem Sean Lee Ping Pong Orchestra und zuletzt vor allem Young Gun Silver Fox ein Garant für hochwertiges Songwriting, tolle Arrangements und musikalische Hingabe. Der aus Kansas stammende Musiker lebt seit den 90ern in London. Dort habe ich mich in seinem an einen Musiktrödelladen erinnernden Studio getroffen. I am happy to be here in London and I'm here with no one else than Mr. Sean Lee.
Howdy, y'all! Here I am!
Great to have you and great to see you. Sean, you are originally from the States, but you are living here in London. Have you lived in other places in Europe before?
I've never been outside of America other than Canada. And so my first time in Europe was in London. And I've been here 30 years now. So I came in 1994. I think 95 I got into Spain and France and a few other places. But yeah, London, man, that's the first place I came.
Hmm. Has music always been a part of your life? So when you were a child, was your family musically or not at all? And you used to music to escape from all that?
Well, just what you said is pretty true about having to escape and all that. But I didn't come from a musical family, really. And I started playing guitar when I was 10 and then also started playing drums around, you know, shortly after that. And I enjoy doing it. And it's the one thing that I'm good at. And it just feels natural and it's a way of life, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You mentioned that your whole life is music and you're doing so many different amazing things. Is there a certain target behind your saying, I love music too much, so I have to do everything?
I've always enjoyed doing lots of different things. It feels natural and feels fun. And I feel like I learn more that way. And I'm like, you know, I do what I like and I like what I do. That's kind of how I approach it. But it's fun to play lots of different things. I think when I made my first album, when I came over to London, it was very, very eclectic. And it was very just individual. And I kind of thought, this is who I am. This is what I do. I do whatever I want to do. And after that record, I think I had an epiphany at one point that maybe I needed to diversify myself into other projects rather than trying to do everything that I do and everything I like into one thing. So I thought, well, I'll do this project to go into this world, and then I'll do this project to kind of concentrate on these things. And I thought this is a better way of doing it rather than trying to carry the load of all my eclecticism within, you know, the banner of Sean Lee, for example.
I think it's great that you have the freedom to say, today I want to do a Latin project and tomorrow I might do hip-hop, because music is always influenced by emotions and what is going on in life.
Exactly, man. I think it has to do with your mood and certain times of the day or certain periods of your life. Sometimes you go back to something from another time and place in your life and there's a nostalgia or a full circle. I mean, for me, Young Gun Silver Fox is very much a full circle movement to go back to music that was very inspirational to me when I first started to write and record music. It totally makes sense to do different things, man, because that's real. Especially if you do music all the time, as I do, it's good to switch it up.
You mentioned Young Gun Silver Fox, of course. It's probably your main project right now. This special type of music has been there since the early 70s, and it is music that you either love immediately or you never will. Was it clear when you met Andy Platt that you want to do this kind of music?
Yeah, I mean, when I first met Andy, you know, I thought, he's a guy that's really talented and I'd like to work with him. But after I did work with him on some Mama's Gun things, his other band I'm talking about, I had the epiphany, second time I've used that word, that we could make this kind of music together. I thought, here's a guy who has the skill set, you know, and the sensibility and the knowledge where I could put my skill set that I have and put it together with him, and we'd be like the perfect duo to do it. You know, it's a magical combination. Sometimes you put two people together and, you know, it's a, you can't even describe why it is what it is. It just takes on a life of its own, and it's just a perfect combination. And I've collaborated with a lot of people, and on a lot of levels, you know, that's happened to various degrees. But I think there's something really special about Andy and myself together in Young Guns Silver Fox, and how our various talents and skills, you know, add up to something greater than the sum of its parts.
Driving down the coast while sunset, is that the mood you envision with this music?
Absolutely. I think it is really incredible music to drive to. Or I tell you what, I think it's also really good around the pool. If you're around the pool, this music, again, that's a perfect environment for it. You know, it's just really, really nice music to listen to. And it's very special. It has something that nothing else does, I think, for me. You know, very easy to listen to, and it can just wash over you in a very casual way and just sound nice and pleasant. But if you want to lift the lid on it and look, you know, deeply into it, it's full of musicality and sophistication and skill. It just works on so many different levels, and I'll give you a good example of that. I always felt like Steely Dan was this band that kind of hit all the right bullseyes. It was a band that was on the radio, they were popular, they had, like, you know, hit songs, but they had the best musicians on them. It was very musically sophisticated. It had everything. They totally won on every front. And I thought, this is the ultimate band, the ultimate music. You know, it's cool, it's hip, it's sophisticated, yet it's popular and it's commercial and it's in the mainstream. But it exists on a muso nerd thing as well. And I thought, isn't that the best kind of band that you could ever have? If you could do all that, you'd be winning. And so I think, in a way, Young Guns Silver Fox, it has become the vehicle to kind of take me down that road, to try to have a band that you know, it appeals to a lot of different people on a lot of different levels. The vibes are good, and the people are nice, and the gigs are lovely, and it makes you feel warm. It's like a safe harbor from the world. It's such a positive, you know, little space that it has, you know, because of the music. It just evokes all that. A beautiful thing. And it's my favorite thing that I've ever done, if I'm being honest. You know, musically, it always feels like when I'm doing that music, I'm in this really special place. And it's kind of like, you know, I can't live there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. But whenever I can, I feel like this is my safe space.
I could imagine that this is also the reason why this certain sound is so popular right now. I mean, if you see the state of the world right now, this music is kind of a safe harbor.
Yeah, I think, like you said, you're absolutely right. It's like it gives you, you know, it gives you like a little place to escape. You know, there's escapism. And I think if you look at history, quite often in times of turmoil, you know, you will get like movies or music or whatever. Art will reflect, you know, the exact opposite of what's happening, because people need to laugh, they need to smile, they need to be in love, they need to find the goodness in the world so they can survive in a sea of, you know, hungry sharks. I think, as you said, right now there's a lot of, you know, dark things and just a lot of wrong stuff happening all the time. And it's kind of like this music, it's like it takes you to a different place for a while, and it helps you survive some of this stuff. It gives you a little bit of a respite from that. And I know from meeting fans, you know, and people sending me messages online that our music's really helped them get out of dark times. It's a very noble, beautiful thing to be able to do that for a living and be able to have that kind of influence, that kind of, there's a power in that. I mean, I believe in the power of music and the power of art and the beauty in it. And the fact it is probably the greatest thing that, one of the greatest things that human beings can do is to make the world a more interesting, you know, provocative, evocative place through creating things and making the world better. You know, I think that's what we do, you know, as a species, whereas other animals just, you know, they survive, you know, they live, they die, they kill, they eat, they sleep. We do all those things, but then we can build a building or paint a painting or write a poem or make a record or, you know, and these are beautiful things, man. These are things that they're worthy pursuits, man. They're important, I think, man.
So there should be more musicians in parliaments. They would change the system.
Yeah. Chop the city, man. I mean, George Clinton's done more for the world than, you know, politicians have. You know what I mean? They made the world a better place, you know, for sure. Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, you know, Stevie Wonder. They've made planet Earth a place that's worth being. You know, it's good to be alive when these things are out there. And you know, these things, even when these guys aren't here, the music lives on. And people are still talking about Jimmy and Miles Davis and Beethoven or whoever it is. This is some of the greatest stuff that's ever been in existence on this planet. So, you know, it's great to be a musician and be able to, you know, try to do these things in your own way and be a part of, you know, be a part of that community. It's I love it, man.
And I'm sure people will talk about Young Gun Silver Fox for decades to come. What is coming up next for you?
Well, Monday I'm finishing the second track that I've produced for Joel Saracula, who's also on Legere. So that'll be upcoming. I just finished producing a new song for Emma Noble. That'd be the second time we've worked together. Me and Little Barry put out a record called Ultrasonic Grand Prix, which came out at the end of January. So that's out. I've also finished another record called Sean Lee's Torag Orchestra, which was recorded at Torag Studios in London right before it closed. And that's going to be coming out later in the year. And then back to Young Gun Silver Fox, I am currently working on the fifth album with Andy. And so that'll be out later in the year. And we'll be touring again, you know, at the end of next year. We're playing a few festivals over the summer in England and Holland and Germany. And then I'm out in June in Australia playing with Asha Pootley. If you guys know who she is. Doing a run of shows in Europe as well over the summer. So I'm MDing her band and doing that. And otherwise, you know, I'm doing sessions and, you know, playing on other records and, you know, keeping busy doing this, doing that. But the main thing is record-wise will be doing the Young Gun Silver Fox and getting out this Torag record. And I've got a couple other things in the can that I've done that still aren't released, you know, a couple of really wacky records, which I still haven't released, waiting for the right time. But I'm kind of thinking about what I might want to do, like the next time I do something for myself, you know, like what do I want to do? What have I not done? What would be an interesting musical diversion, you know, maybe that's doing a boogie album. I'm thinking about that for off and on here and there. I always think about doing a disco record as well, but I might do a boogie record before I do a disco record, but I could also have elements of disco in the boogie record, or I could have elements of boogie in the disco record, but probably more a boogie record with elements of disco. So that would be fun, but let's see. You know, I just want to do something I haven't done. I'm interested in doing something I haven't done before. Would be fun, you know, but we'll see. You never know.
Well, whatever it will be, we are excited to follow. Thank you very much, Sean Lee.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, man. Big up Superfly Radio.